Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, a little bit of highbrow for you now. So at Sotheby's in New York this week, a piece of art sold for over $6 million, right? The piece is called Comedian and it's by a very well-regarded Italian artist, Maurizio Cattelan. And it's a 35-cent banana sellotaped to the wall. Technically, I think you are allowed to replace the banana. It was bought by Justin Sun, a Chinese crypto entrepreneur. He beat off six rivals to buy the piece. He says he's going to personally eat the banana as part of the unique artistic experience. So look, I'm joined now by a woman who taught me more about art in half an hour recently than I gleaned in a lifetime. World-renowned Irish artist Dorothy Cross, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Brendan. Thank you.
Dorothy, I thought this was a good opportunity to continue our conversation from the last time and tease out some ideas about the nature of art. So what was your first reaction when you saw this piece, a banana gaffer tape to the wall?
Well, I'm really here to say don't worry about the banana. And the thing is, whether do we laugh or cry? Do we laugh or cry? But the banana was first taped to the wall in 2019 in Basel Art Fair in Miami, as far as I know. And I remember hearing about it then. And, you know, you kind of go, oh, God, here we go again, a little bit when you're within that world.
Yeah.
Because pranksters bring these things. They bubble to the surface every few decades. And it's about attention seeking. It's about showing the ludicrous nature of value in the market, in the art world. So it plays a role. And, you know, we have a history of it. But, I think people get confused by it because a lot of people tread very kind of with fright around art. So that's why I kind of wanted to talk to you about the banana, because in fact, if it's detrimental to art, it's not a good thing.
Okay.
And sometimes it is detrimental.
Okay. And do you think in this case it is, or has it started an interesting conversation about the nature of art and the art world?
Well, I think that's why someone like Maurizio Cattelan does this, because, the art market has got so overheated that in recent times, and things move so fast in recent times, that I think it's more really about the person who buys the banana than the person who makes the banana, I think. And it'd be very interesting to talk to the man's son who bought it with cryptocurrency also, which I always go, is it, you know, monopoly money? And, you know, the value of that in historically, you'd wonder, wouldn't you? But the thing is, if it only draws attention to the banana, we're in trouble. But if it filters down to look at value in the hidden corners of, you know, art fairs or art galleries where people very often are afraid to tread, then it's a problem. And I think in some ways, because I said to you before, I really value what art does in this world. And I think it's a sacred thing. I think it's terribly important for us visual artists to speak up when something like this occurs, you know?
Okay, so I've been thinking a lot about it, right? And I taped a banana to the wall at home, like, and I did, and actually it had a knock-on effect in all kinds of conversations and everything at home as well. And then I was saying, well, like, this is physically identical to the other, but it is not the piece of art. So is it that the piece of art is him having that idea to make the comment this way? Is that the art?
Yes, and also to trigger something in response, you know. So Maurizio is trying to trigger a response. He's a very well-known artist. He's Italian. He's about 60. He has done other works. They're all pranks. I think the word prank is actually very apt. You know, he did one or two pieces that actually probably have a little bit more depth than the banana. Like he did this model of Pope John Paul falling on the ground with a meteorite as if the meteorite had hit him. And it's a sculptural piece. So suddenly there you have different levels of information. Here the problem is, I think you're only talking about $6 million.
So come here, then, all right. So then I have so many questions here, but I'll just try and narrow it down. So art then is not about something being beautiful or aesthetically pleasing or looking nice either then, is it?
No. And that's always, I think, that's a very important thing you've just said. Art is about startling us, I think. It's about unnerving us at times. It's not necessarily about familiarity. I really believe it's about opening a little aperture that kind of might make us feel and see and sense in a more expansive way. That's why I think it's a very valuable thing. And that's why I think, you know, the banana prank is just subsidiary in a way.
Okay, but then, right, you think of your art and you I know you would reject the term conceptual artist, but you would be on that continuum somewhere, in the sense that you're not doing straightforward stuff, and often it is about the idea or the situation as well. You've used cow's udders, all of that, but there's a beauty and a depth and a craft and an ambition to your work, and then it makes us think as well. But is taping a banana to the wall, does it give that kind of art, conceptual art, modern art, a bad name then?
I think it can do if it's seen out of context. And it's very easy to take something like that out and just hang it on the wall. And I remember once impaling an albino snake for a piece of work, which is about the abomination and what we've done to the history of a snake. And it was on the front of the Cork Examiner saying, is this art? So, you know, is that then my poor snake, which I valued, and he was bred in a snake farm in Texas, she was, you know, to produce more albino snakes. And it was really about the predicament of the snake, you know, but then that it was read by that journalist as something grotesque, but there it edged on to grotesquery. But with the banana, the silliness of a banana is, you know, it's fantastic. If it was an orange or an apple, we probably would be talking about it in the same way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Listen, before you go, in May, you were telling us about your project, Kinship.
Yes.
Which is returning the mummified body of a man who, from UCC in Cork to Egypt. Any quick update on that?
Well, thanks to the Egyptian ambassador in Dublin, they're trying to get a bigger aircraft from Amsterdam to come to Dublin to pick up the crates, which are too big to fit in the everyday passage from Dublin to Cairo. So it expands in that way in terms of difficulty. But our license runs out at the end of December, and everybody is working very, very hard to get the body back before the end of December.
Now, you see, that is art. You could have gone away and stuck a banana to the wall, but instead you've taken on this almost impossible task. Dorothy Cross, we'll talk again soon.
Thank you,
Brendan. And we'll talk about maybe some more traditional piece of art or something. But that was really illuminating. Thank you so much, Dorothy.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate
it. Bye-bye.